Jepson of the International Secret Police.
Zero. Phoenix Zero. Phoenix Zero. Phoenix Zero.
Clint Barlow plans to beat the octopus out of his hiding place in the jungle near Leopoldville by using Chief Yeyaba's warriors and hunting the criminal much the same as lions are hunted. Meantime, however, the octopus, suspecting danger from the sound of the drums, calls his captains all over the jungle and warns them to be on the lookout for the secret police and Chief Yeyaba's warriors. Now, as the afternoon shadows lengthen and the time approaches for the arrival of the hunters, Clint calls Carlos Del Valle in the Sahara on the shortwave radio to give him a code message as to their plans.
And everything is the same as the expedition, Carlos?
See, Clint, life is very dull here. Nothing is happening. They dig, but they never find anything. They do not even try to kill me anymore. See, life here is very dull. I want to come and be with you in the Congo.
The way things are going, we may have to send for you yet, Carlos.
So? When? Oh, I can start tonight.
No, wait a minute. Not for a little while yet. I'll let you know if and when we need you, Carlos. But just now, there's something more important. I want to tell you of our future plans.
See.
In code, just in case the octopus should tune in.
See, it is well. Go ahead, I am listening.
When the shadows are blackest, the lion hunts.
I understand.
Many lions hunt, if the game is big.
And if the lion does not find the game?
Then he starves. That's all.
See, very good, Clint. I understand perfectly.
Well, one thing more, Carlos. If you do not hear my voice within a week over the set, come to Leopoldville immediately.
See. I come in one of the Legion pursuit planes.
The faster the better. That's all for now.
Good luck, Clint. I'll be standing by for any calls you send me.
Good boy. Portable set, ISP-1, signing off.
ISP-2, signing off.
That was swell, Clint. Nobody listening to that had ever known that you were telling Carlos we were going to use Chief Yeyaba's warriors to search the jungle for the octopus hideout. Isn't that so, Barney?
Yes, Pete. That code has pulled us out of tight corners many a time. That's why the octopus wants to get the key to it so bad. It's the one thing we've managed to keep from his spy.
And always will, if I have anything to say about it.
Do you really think Carlos can lead the Atlantean expedition, Clint?
I may have to call him, Speed. He knows Africa well, and almost all of the native dialects, too. You know, we've been pretty lucky so far in having people like Kinka and Tanura and her father to guide us, but if we leave Leopoldville, we'll have to depend on strange guides, and that's dangerous.
Yeah. But what if something happens at the expedition while he's gone?
Everything's happening here, kid. And will as long as the octopus is in this neck of the woods. They're just killing time out there on the Sahara.
Seems that way, all right.
Let's see now. Is there anything we've overlooked in the way of preparation?
Don't think so, Clint. We're taking along plenty of guns, ammunition, food. And, oh, yeah, some tear gas grenades.
Yes, those might come in handy. Oh, what about quinine in case of fever?
Yeah, that too. Darn bitter stuff.
Yeah, but darn good protection. Don't forget that. You don't want to follow Kinka's example and come down with fever while we're in the jungle, do you?
Well, no, but...
Yeah, of course. Well, who can that be? Our Chief Yeyaba, to say his warriors are here. Why, it isn't sundown yet.
I've always heard the best way to see who's at the door is to open it and find out.
Oh, that's it.
Greetings, Your Excellency.
Kinka, what are you doing out of bed?
Behold, I am well and strong again, Your Excellencies.
But you can't be, Kinka. And you were asleep.
Yes, Pete Gibson. That sleep restored me. The doctor told you I had passed the fever crisis.
Yes, but you must still be awful weak.
No. Blackwater fever comes quickly and goes quickly.
Say, this jungle is about the quickest place I ever saw. Rain, fever, everything goes quick but us, and we always seem to be tagging along behind something.
You'll get plenty of action pretty soon, Bonnie.
What are you going to do, Your Excellency?
Well, Chief Yeyaba has summoned his warriors, and they should be here soon, Kinka. Then after giving them their orders, we'll start in a circle from Leopoldville, gradually enlarging and beating every inch of the ground within radius of the town. By this means, we hope to locate the hiding place of the octopus. We're now convinced that he's located close to this village.
I shall come with you.
Yeah, now wait a minute, Kinka. You're not well enough to trek off into the jungle. We have Chief Yava and Tanura to guide us. You stay in Leopoldville and rest up until we get back.
An octopus hunt is no place for a woman. Tanura must stay here. I go with you in her place.
Well, you're right about Tanura staying here, Kinka, but you must stay too. I can't have a half-sick boy on this hunt. It's going to be too hard and dangerous.
Your Excellency, do I look half-sick?
Well, no, but you must be weak after an attack of fever such as you had.
Please, Clint, let Kinka go with us.
Well, all right. But I warn you, Kinka, if you can't keep up with the rest of us, you'll have to return to Leopoldville alone.
It is well.
Well, I'm glad that's settled.
Listen.
Those must be Chief Yava's warriors. Let's get to the door and see.
It is them, Clint. Look, here comes the chief himself.
Right on the dot, too. The sun's just setting.
Boy, look at those guys dance. They're armed to the teeth, all right. Spears and stuff. And why are those fellas wearing lion skin headdresses?
They have killed a lion alone, Your Excellency. They are great hunters.
Hope I get a chance to come back wearing octopus tentacles.
Quiet. Here comes Chief Yava.
My people have come, Clint Barlow.
So I see, Chief. They look as if they were well qualified for the task before them.
Yes, they are brave, strong, fear nothing.
That's what we need, boy. But what are they dancing for just now?
They invoke jungle gods to help them in hunt.
Let's go back inside, boys. I have one last word to say to all of you.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, Clint.
Now then, Chief, you've told your warriors that they are not to tell anyone in Leopoldville what they're really going to hunt for?
Yes, they tell everyone we go on lion-spearing hunt.
Good. I've told the Belgian administrator the truth, of course, and Mrs. Buchanan, but no one else.
Except Carlos.
Oh, yes. Chief, if something should happen to Speed, Barney, or myself on this hunt, there is another member of the secret police in the Sahara Desert. I talked to him this afternoon.
You talked to someone in Sahara?
Yeah, over shortwave radio. That set over there.
Wooden box that talks and hears? Oh, I do not understand it.
Never mind the box. Just you understand us right now. That's all that's important.
Yes.
If this other man of whom I speak, Carlos Del Valle, does not hear my voice within a week, he will come here. He will carry on the search for the octopus. Now, will you help him as you helped us?
Yes, Clint Barlow. If I am alive, I help him too.
Good. And one thing more. I don't think Tanura had better go with us.
Oh, no. She know that. She stay here.
Oh, that's fine. Kinka here will take her place. Are you ready to leave immediately, Kinka?
Yes, Your Excellency.
And what about your warriors, Chief Yava? Do they need rest or food before they start into the jungle?
No. They eager for hunt.
Well, let's get going then before they think about it too long and decide they're not so eager.
Yeah. Well, everything's ready. Come along, Speed.
Okay. Oh, boy, just think, Clint. We may come back with an octopus.
Yeah, and then again, we may not come back at all. But the only way to find out is to go and see. So, come on.